Hey baby, how was your day today? That bad? You don't have to say anything else. I can tell by that sigh alone that it wasn't the best. Come here, baby. It'll be all right. The day's over now, and you're here with me. Listen. This whole week has just been kind of shitty for you, hasn't it? Yeah? No, shh, you don't have to apologize. I'm just bringing it up because I've been thinking about it a lot. You know, it isn't your fault, but you're not exactly the most fun to hang out with when you're stressed out. I mean, you shouldn't be the gloomy one when it's me that's dressed in all black, right? Anyway, I don't like when you're so glum, so I've been thinking up a few ways to take your mind off of things whenever you get home from a bad day. I thought maybe something like a shoulder rub or something like that would be good at first, but then I realized we'd need to enact some drastic measures. Now, we're both going to go to the bedroom, and when you get in there, I'm going to take your clothes off. Do you understand? Good. Now come on, follow me. I promise you're going to love what I got planned. I'm going to drain all of the worries from your body. Now arms up. Start with the shirt. Just like that. You have such a gorgeous chest. Have I told you that? Well, I'm telling you again and again and again then. Now, for the pants and everything else. Oh, it looks like you might have an idea for what I'm planning. You're already hard for me. That's good. Now, follow me to the bed. I'm going to sit down, and I want you to get in between my legs, facing away from me. Okay, baby? Just trust me, it's all part of the plan. There we go. Now, if you notice, I'm wearing your favorite pair of stockings. You know, the ones you love feeling against your skin. How does it feel when I wrap my legs around yours from behind? How do you like feeling my big tits and their corset pressed up against your back? Nice, isn't really relaxing. What about my hand slowly wrapping around your cock? You really like that, don't you?